Chapter 16. Israel's Escape from Slavery. The Israelites followed the directions God had given them. Now they were ready for their journey. As the angel of death passed from house to house among the Egyptians, the Israelites waited for the rebellious king and his great men to tell them they could go. At midnight, the Lord killed all the firstborn sons in Egypt. From the king's son, who was heir to the throne, to the son of the prisoner in the dungeon. All the firstborn of the animals were also killed. That night, the king, his officials, and all the other Egyptians were awakened. There was loud crying throughout Egypt because there was a dead son in each home in Egypt. That same night, the king sent for Moses and Aaron and said, "Get out, you and your Israelites. Leave my country. Go and worship the Lord as you asked. Take your sheep, goats, and cattle and leave. Also, pray for a blessing on me." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country. They said, "We will all be dead if you don't leave." So the people filled their baking pans with unleavened dough, wrapped them in clothing, and carried them on their shoulders. The Israelites had done as Moses had said, and had asked the Egyptians for gold and silver jewelry and for clothes. The Lord made the Egyptians respect the people and give them what they asked for. In this way, the Israelites carried away the wealth of the Egyptians. Exodus 12, verse 29 to 36. About 400 years before, the Lord had shown Abraham what would happen on this night. The Lord said unto him, "Your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land. They will be slaves there, and will be treated cruelly for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them, and when they leave that foreign land, they will take great wealth with them." Genesis 15, verse 13-14. A large number of other people, and many sheep, goats, and cattle, also went with them. Exodus 12, verse 38. The Israelites left Egypt with everything they owned. They never had sold their possessions to Pharaoh, so they did not belong to the king. Jacob and his sons had taken their animals with them into Egypt. The number of the Israelites and their animals had increased greatly while they were in Egypt. When God judged the Egyptians by sending the plagues upon them, the Egyptians were anxious for the Israelites to hurry out of Egypt with everything they owned. When the king of Egypt let the people go, God did not take them by the road that goes up the coast to Philistia, although that route was the shortest way. God thought, "I do not want the people to change their minds and return to Egypt when they see they are going to have to fight." Instead, he led them in a roundabout way through the desert toward the Red Sea. The Israelites were armed for battle. Moses took the body of Joseph with him, as Joseph had made the Israelites promise to do. Joseph had said, "When God rescues you, you must carry my body with you from this place." Exodus 13, verse 17 to 19. The Pillar of Fire. The Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. During the day, the Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud to show them the way, and during the night, he went in front of them in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel night and day. The pillar of cloud was always in front of the people during the day, and the pillar of fire at night. Exodus 13, verse 20 to 22. The Lord knew the Philistines would not let the Israelites pass through their land. The Philistines would say the Israelites had escaped from their masters in Egypt. That would give the Philistines an excuse for making war on the Israelites. God led his people by the shores of the Red Sea instead of through the Philistines' land. God showed he was a loving, kind God, and also a God of judgment. The Lord warned Moses Pharaoh would come after the Israelites. He instructed Moses just where they should camp near the sea. The Lord said he would be honored before Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army. After the Israelites were gone from Egypt for a few days, the Egyptian leaders told Pharaoh the Hebrews never would return to work for him again. The Egyptians were sorry they had allowed the Israelites to leave. Not having their slaves working for them was a great loss. The Egyptians had suffered greatly from the judgments of God, but they were so hardened by their continual rebellion, they decided to chase the Israelites. They wanted to force them to return to Egypt. The king went after the Israelites with a large army and 600 chariots. He overtook them while they were camped by the sea. When the Israelites saw the king and his army marching against them, they were terrified and cried out to the Lord for help. They said to Moses, "Were there no graves in Egypt? Did you have to bring us out here in the desert to die? Look what you have done bringing us out of Egypt. We told you before we left this would happen. We told you to leave us alone and let us continue as slaves in Egypt. Slavery would be better than to die here in the desert." Moses answered, "Don't be afraid. Stand your ground, and you will see what the Lord will do to save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again. The Lord will fight for you, and all you have to do is keep still." Exodus 14, verse 13. The Israelites lost their trust in God very quickly. They had seen the judgments God sent on Egypt to force the king to let them go. They had seen the Lord's wonderful power at work to rescue them. But when their trust in God was tested, the Israelites complained to Moses. They reminded Moses that while they were still in Egypt, they had said things would be better if they remained as slaves. The Israelites accused Moses of being the cause of their trouble. Moses encouraged the Israelites to trust God and not show their unbelief. They should wait and see what the Lord would do for them. Then Moses earnestly prayed that the Lord would deliver his chosen people. Delivered at the Red Sea. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out for help? Tell the people to move forward. Lift up your walking stick and hold it out over the sea. The water will be divided, and the Israelites will be able to walk through the sea on dry ground." Exodus 14, verse 15-16. The Lord wanted Moses to understand that he would work for his people. Their great need would be his opportunity. When the Israelites had gone as far as they could, Moses must tell them to keep going forward. He was to use the rod God had given him to make the waters open before the Israelites. "I will make the Egyptians so stubborn that they will go in after them, and I will gain honor by my victory over the king, his army, his chariots, and his drivers. When I defeat them, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." The angel of God, who had been in front of the army of Israel, moved and went to the rear. The pillar of cloud also moved until it was between the Egyptians and the Israelites. The cloud made it dark for the Egyptians, but gave light to the people of Israel, and so the armies could not come near each other all night. Exodus 14, verse 17-20. The Egyptians could not see the Israelites because the cloud of thick darkness was in front of them. But the cloud provided light for the Israelites. God showed his power in this way to test his people. Would the Israelites trust him after he had given them such signs of his care and love? God also wanted them to realize that they had been wrong in not trusting him and in complaining. Moses held out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind. The wind blew all night and turned the sea into dry land. The water was divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on both sides. Exodus 14, verse 21-22. The water stood up as stiff walls on both sides, while the Israelites walked across on dry ground in the middle of the sea. The Egyptian army rejoiced that night. They thought the Israelites were in their power once again, and there was no way the Israelites could escape. The Red Sea was stretched in front of the Israelites, and the large Egyptian armies were close behind. When the Egyptians came up to the sea in the morning, they found a dry path. The water was divided and standing as a wall on both sides of the path. The Egyptians saw the Israelites were halfway through the sea, walking on dry land. The Egyptians stopped and waited a while, trying to decide what to do. They were disappointed and angry because just when the Israelites were almost in their power, an unexpected way of escape was opened for Israel in the sea. The Egyptian army decided to follow the Israelites. The Egyptians pursued them and went after them into the sea with all their horses, chariots, and drivers. Just before dawn, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into a panic. God made the wheels of their chariots get stuck so that they moved with great difficulty. The Egyptians said, "The Lord is fighting for the Israelites against us. Let's get out of here." Exodus 14, verse 23 to 25. The Egyptians used the path God had prepared for his people. Angels of God went through the Egyptian army, taking off their chariot wheels. The Egyptian army was plagued. Their progress was very slow. They began to be troubled. The Egyptians remembered the judgments the God of the Israelites had brought on them in Egypt to make them let Israel go. They were afraid God might now deliver them into the hands of the Israelites. Deciding that God was fighting for the Israelites, the Egyptians became terribly afraid. They turned around, trying to escape from the Israelites. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Hold out your hand over the sea, and the water will come back over the Egyptians and their chariots and drivers." So Moses held out his hand over the sea, and the water returned to its normal level. The Egyptians tried to escape from the water, but the Lord threw them into the sea. The water returned and covered the chariots, the drivers, and all the Egyptian army that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them was left. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on both sides. On that day, the Lord saved the people of Israel from the Egyptians, and the Israelites saw them lying dead on the seashore. When the Israelites saw the great power with which the Lord had defeated the Egyptians, they stood in awe of the Lord, and they had faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Exodus 14, verse 27 to 31. Having seen the mighty work of God in destroying the Egyptians, the Israelites sang together a glorious and inspired song that expressed their thanks and praise to the Lord.